The emergency alarm sounded again, and the same synthetic voice repeated the evacuation order. At the far end of the service corridor, GET administrative staff began to rush past the intersection, heading for the executive hangar. He gathered Dina Yus in his arms, then glanced toward Leia. "Ben is here," he said.
"Aboard the Omni?" Leia gasped.
Luke shook his head.
"But somewhere close," he said. "He seemed eager."
"You think he found O'Holly?"
Luke shrugged.
"I guess we'll find out," he said. "Assuming Dina's plan works."
"It will," you said.
The wounds she had suffered during the casino firefight were already healing, yet her voice remained frail, and her body weak from malnourishment.
"It has to work.
It better,"
Leia said. There was no deception in Yus's force aura, but Leia thought it wise to remain watchful. Yus had obviously been working for the Krefs all along, and there had been no time to explore the reasons for her recent change of heart.
"If this is a trap, you're the first to die."
Yus responded with a patient smile.
"If it comes to that, you will be doing me a favor."
She directed her gaze through the hatch.
"We should try for a Swift Lux pinnace. They're designed for passenger protection, and there will be several departing."
Leia stepped through the hatch, then led the way down a crooked corridor into the silvery vastness of the executive hangar. She quickly blinded two more security cameras overhead, then started across the hangar. There were probably 36 craft resting on the spotless deck, grouped by model and arrayed in orderly rows. Near the center of the hangar sat the blue wedges of 5 Swift Lux pinnaces. The emergency alarm in the synthetic voice continued to cycle, urging the crew to evacuate. The first crush of administrative staff was already arriving through the main entrance, pushing past a pair of Mandalorian guards and 4 edgy-looking Nargons. Leia spotted one Nargon staring in their direction, and through her helmet viewplate, held his gaze long enough to suggest she did not regard him as a threat. The Nargon ruffled his skull crest, raising an arm to point out Leia's group. He turned toward his Mandalorian superiors.
"Don't look now,"
Leia said to her companions.
"But I think we're in..."
Before Leia could finish, a flurry of Mandoa came over her helmet comlink. Fearing the message could be a warning to watch for 2 intruders in white armor, she quickly dropped back next to R2-D2, where she would be able to retrieve her lightsaber quickly. But instead of turning to stop them, the security squad stepped into the hangar entrance and began to motion the would-be evacuees to turn back.